Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 19, 2022. You will see the Creator in faith above reason. Question. Rabash writes that a person should say, I want to be a worker of the Creator even if I have no idea about this work. When this period begins, who brings me to this state, the Creator or is it my readiness? Answer, it does not matter whether the Creator brings you to some state or your readiness for it. How can you be ready if this does not come from the Creator? Everything that is in us comes from Him, and nothing more. But it depends on us, how we will go through the next states, how much we will go through them together. Question. On one hand, I want to reveal the Creator. On the other hand, I ask that He not be revealed because I want to believe by faith above reason. So will I always be in a state of concealment and never see Him? Answer, no. You will see the Creator, but you will see Him precisely in faith above reason, in the property of bestowal. To the extent that you treat the Creator as He treats you, to that extent He will manifest Himself in you. You should not push Him away, but only bring yourself into equivalence with His properties. And then you can feel Him. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 8, 2022. Going with Faith Above Reason, Lesson 5. When the light shines between us, as we strive for connection, the upper light, which once united us, and then moved away from us, in the breaking, begins to shine again and manifest between us. And then we begin to feel how we can get closer to each other and be together as far as we see more internal properties of each of us, and not external corporeal signs. We feel our participation in a common desire, and this desire is already spiritual, in a common intention. Then we have a completely different motivation. This is how we begin to learn how to get closer to each other. It is necessary to act like this and everything will work out. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 9, 2022. Asking the Creator to fill the place between us, Lesson 7. Why people don't hear the prophets? Question. Why does nature give some people the ability to foresee? Answer, it is the source of the soul. Some have such a soul, others have a different one. Some are smart, others are dumber, and all with certain inclinations. There are high souls and there are ordinary ones. You don't have to be jealous of anything. As a result, we all will reach the same level, the absolute comprehension of the entire universe. But everyone has their own path to this. Question. The great Kabbalist Balhar Sulam, who wrote the article Prophecy, is one of the few among our contemporaries with the ability to foresee. Several decades before the Holocaust, he predicted it. How should we work with this information? Answer, don't. Just take what he says and do it. Comment. People know in advance what the prophets say, but for some reason they never listen to them. My response, people are selfish. They don't want to listen to the prophets. After all the prophets speak only about love for one's neighbor, but people do not want this. Therefore, from generation to generation, everything goes like this until they fully realize the baseness of their nature and the need to rise from it by any means. We will come to this. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, December 21, 2021. Everything has its place. Question. Why are there friends in the ten who do not participate in its life? Answer. We must accept and realize that there is a place for this too. After all, we ourselves have such qualities that we can work a bit toward bestowal with some of them and with others absolutely in no way. We see the same thing in friends. Try to bring them closer nevertheless. This will all be corrected. Question. Is it possible to use envy for a great friend who is not in our ten or in collective work of dissemination? Answer. Yes. If he is really engaged in spiritual work and you are in contact with him, then you can envy him. But this will not replace your relation to the Ten that you must cling to with all your claws. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 8, 2022. Deriving the greatness of the goal from the Friend's Lesson 4.